A friend, since my law school days, knew he'd been adopted. We saw a lot of each other when we both lived in New York City, where I met his adoptive parents. In a distinguished career, he's been president of his professional society, recipient of honorary degrees in the U.S., France, and Greece, an advisor to the director of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, and he taught at several of this country's finest universities and war colleges. A few years ago, when we ran into each other at a professional meeting, he told me that he discovered that his birth mother had tossed him out the window of a train headed for the concentration camps, into the waiting arms of someone she hoped would save her infant son. He was working on trying to learn more about what had happened. My friend has been traveling in Europe, but we've been in touch, and I wrote and asked him what, if anything, he had found out. He wrote me back. The short take on my background is that fortuitous circumstances produced reasonable evidence that I was born in France to a foreign family who'd fled the Nazis, most likely from Germany. I was hidden in a village, smuggled out of France by the Jewish underground, entered the U.S. as an illegal immigrant, was sent to an orphanage, and adopted by an American family. That, of course, is the family I knew. He adds that, quote, I've managed to track down and interview people involved in these several steps, close quote. My friend was a childhood arrival, in the language of Obama's executive order establishing Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It allows people who were brought here as children to stay, study, and work here without being deported so long as they behave themselves properly. That's the order that President Trump is trying to terminate. My friend was brought here as an undocumented infant. His birth parents likely perished in the concentration camps without knowing what became of their son. When I asked him if I could quote him for this commentary, he expanded on the process of his becoming an American. Immigration officials looked the other way, he told me, when the group of 100 children I was with, all older than me, were offloaded at night from our boat and entered the country as illegal immigrants. We were sent to orphanages from which I was liberated by the American family who adopted me. In New York City in the 1940s, adoptions took 5 years to become legal, so I well remember appearing in court and telling the judge in response to his questions that my parents loved me and treated me well. He, in turn, had the court issue me a birth certificate with New York City as my place of birth, thus laundering me. Half a century later, my friend is widely admired. Quote, most remarkably, he added, my German colleagues, many of whom are former students or postdocs, took it upon themselves to do something, close quote, even though he didn't have his original surname or birthdate, so that in addition to his American citizenship, quote, courtesy of the German parliament, I am also a German citizen, close quote. I can only thank heaven that he and his boat weren't among those this country turned back during World War II. For me and my friend, the issue of DACA is very personal.